Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. It's time to turn our attention to agriculture now, and joining us for an update, it's Bruce Reynolds. Good morning to you.
G'day, Neil.
Now, I believe you've met up with fertiliser and chemical industries in the last week. What messages have you heard about supply and availability?
Very mixed messages, or tightness, I suppose you could say, of supply, both for fertilisers and chemicals. Just turning our attention to fertilisers first, and of course with the Russian-Ukrainian situation, it's very hard to get some fertilisers that were specifically blended or made in particularly Russia, because that was a big fertiliser exporter. So it's difficult to get substitutes there. Broadly, though, supply is very tight still around the world, and so prices are quite high, which is seeing a bit of buyer resistance by the looks of it in Australia. That with you know, some fertilisers, some nitrogenous fertilisers going up nearly threefold from a couple of years ago, producers are sort of weighing up whether they need to apply or not. But after a couple of big seasons, particularly in the cereal cropping side, there'd be a fair exhaustion of nitrogen in a lot of those soils in their cropping belt. So the fertiliser industry, the message is they've got a lot of stock currently on hand, but there is not a lot of buying at this stage, particularly for top dressing of cereal crops. So the message again is for producers to weigh up, do some soil analysis, and then make a decision, I suppose you could say, whether they want to go and purchase these fertilisers. Given grain prices are very strong at the moment, so you may actually get quite good returns. But again, it's up to the individual to make their own decisions. With regard to chemicals, so your sprays, there again, some are very tight. In talking to a number in the industry, they're finding it's hard to get supplies of some chemicals, in particularly horticulture, but also in broadacre cropping. The other challenge is in getting some of the raw materials into Australia to make up some of the chemicals. Again, extremely difficult. And I am aware that some suppliers have had to even air freight product in rather than using shipping, because there are still delays. So, it's a few messages there. Talk to your local retailer, which we've been talking about for many months, Neil, and plan well ahead.
Okay. Now, other than the cessation of war in the Ukraine, is there any light at the end of the tunnel?
Oh, look, it's probably going to stay tight till at least the end of the year. And the other big concern is we're seeing inflation around the world. We've got 5%+, maybe a lot higher when the next quarter's figures come out, a couple of months' time. And that's a possibility that we're just going to see price rises across the board. And we're already seeing them. And things like tyres, as in new tractor tyres have gone up. Truck tyres have gone up a huge amount in value in recent months. So it's again, and on the supply side, it's still going to be tight. It's hard to get some raw materials. They're just short in supply. There's not enough manufacturing of some of those.
Okay. All right, let's move along. Local land services, I believe, are increasing their workshops. What type of workshops are they running?
So actually today at Woodstock, there's a soil health workshop being undertaken by LLS. And tomorrow, Friday at Manjuruma, there are two workshops, one looking at legumes, pastures and perennial pastures. And then in the afternoon, they're actually going to look at beef marketing. And there's actually going to be a representative from JBS. So that's at Manjuruma. And then in Bathurst, Cumnock and Cowra, Bathurst on the 7th of June, Cumnock on the 9th, and Cowra on the 10th. There are going to be some workshops looking at livestock marketing. So the same workshop in three different locations around our listening area. So, as in something to have a look at, go to the LLS website and look at events if you want to find out more details about those.
Okay. And, mate, finally, the federal election, we've seen a change in government. What impacts do you think we'll see in agriculture?
Well, potentially, there's been a fair bit of media coverage about the live sheep trade and Labor potentially moving towards banning it, possibly over a couple of years rather than an immediate ban, but we're, as an industry, just waiting to see what is going to happen. That'll particularly have a big impact on Western Australia, which exports a lot of live sheep. Also closer to home, looking at projects like Wyangla Dam, whether the Commonwealth had committed under the previous government to partially fund Wyangla Dam's upgrade. But with a Labor government, that may now change. But so we're waiting to see locally whether that project funding is there or no longer there, Neil.
All right. So Bruce Reynolds with us. Bruce, thank you as always for the updates. Have a good day.
Thanks, Neil.